I've had a great night with you. I have. I hope you've had a great night. Well, you did everything. I wish you would have let me take you out. No, I agree. It was lovely. Thank you. I cannot believe how well you cook. It's better than anything I would have ordered. But I just feel bad. You know, I was not a lot of help in the kitchen there. No, it's not a one-person job, though. Cooking for two people should be cooking. I just feel bad. I kind of tried to help in the beginning, but I determined pretty quickly that you were outpacing me to such a degree that I was not helpful, so I didn't want to be more of a hindrance than help. How can I make it up to you? Can I take you out for dessert? Please. Look, it's been a long time since I've had dates anywhere near as nice as the ones I've had with you. And I really value your company. I treasure your character. I'm not just being sweet, I'm being honest. Look, I know men have a bit of a reputation for either being oblivious or beating so much around the bush that they never get to it. But I'm not like that. I like you a lot. And I don't want to get started off on the wrong foot by having our first date at an intimate location. Okay, I'm not saying that that restaurant wasn't intimate. It was very intimate, but you know what I mean. You do tease a lot. Nothing. Let me get through this, please. I'm trying to open up to you. I don't want this to be a one-sided thing. Even if you like it, I don't want you to feel as though you have to play the role. I want you to know with absolute certainty that it is okay to want me, to need me, to pitch in. I will. Gladly. I don't want you to just cook dinner and bring it to me all my life. hold on. What I'm trying to say is, I'd really like to do something for you too, so this stays mutual. I don't want there to be any chance of resentment. Look, I know. I'm not saying you're going to be bitter tomorrow, but I don't want this to be an attitude that festers in our relationship. Because it's just started. And I don't want it to end. I said all that stuff about not beating around the bush, but I'm trying to say, ultimately, that I can't take you out because you don't want that, which is okay. And I wasn't helpful in cooking. And I had an amazing time with you, and I'd like to make it up to you somehow. And I think this might be a good opportunity to advance things a little bit. You're just gonna make me say it. If I can't take you out, at least let me eat you out. Fuck, that's not the way that was supposed to... I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. That was too much. That I... What? You sure? Look, I'm sorry to be such a mess tonight. It's such a departure from how I normally am. You kind of have that effect on me. Not that it's your fault, God damn it. I'm frazzled, and I really like you, and I want to be able to demonstrate to you that this isn't going to be a one-sided relationship. So I'm asking as politely as I can, please let me make it up to you somehow. Even if that's quite a bit more PG. Yeah? Well, I can't say I haven't thought about it before. Yeah. When I said you tease, I meant the precise way that you cross your legs. You know what you're doing. Yes, you do. It's okay. Look, we have not really talked about this before. I'm not judgmental. I'm seriously not. I want you to be able to engage in this with me without some kind of fear of judgment. I don't have any opinions about that, except that it's good for you. It's healthy. Yes. It's a natural human expression. And God, it's fun. And I want to have fun with you. As much as I love these serious, sometimes stuffy, let's be honest, dinners, I want to just have fun with you sometimes. I think that is another good thing to insert into our relationship at an early stage so that it blossoms too. Because if we don't plant those flowers, they're never going to grow. Thanks. That's the one I practiced in front of the mirror. No, not with... Okay, I deserve that. Not with the pussy-eating overtones. God damn it. So, please. Where are you comfortable? Yeah. It wasn't like a figure of speech. Let me be clear. I want to go down on you. I just want to go down on you. I feel like there's a long string of failures here. But I'll just be as blunt as I possibly can. I want to eat you out, and I want to make you come on my tongue. I want to swallow it, and then I want to kiss your clit, say thank you, and that's the end of it. I'm not angling for anything, except to get you off. I'm angling pretty hard for that, but that's it. I don't want any kind of reciprocation. You've done enough. You've done a lot. There? I mean, the chairs are comfy, but there? You're not wearing what? No? You knew something like this would happen. You knew. All that leg... you were... Okay. All right. I don't feel manipulated. I feel incredibly turned on and like I chose the right woman. I'm just going to come over here and get on my knees and look up at you and ask when it's okay for me to get started. You wouldn't mind that, would you? Good. You can grab my hair if you want. Please do pull it. Your nails feel good. What? Okay. You can suck on it a little. Is that what you wanted? I want it back in you. Can I stick my tongue back in you? Got it. I'll add my thumb. You liked that a lot. You taste better than the food did. It's not. Stop. I can get used to this. I'm breathing. Fuck. But if you want to break, I say that. Is that a clench? You sure? Felt like a clench. That was definitely a clench. Sorry. I want your cum. Come for me. Come for me. Oh. gotta clean you up. You're a mess down here. I'm really looking forward to our next date.